Welcome back to Dinner at 10 with Watch Game with Lauren and Russ.
Hello.
Last week we did our horror trope episode. Thank you very much for the love. I know it was something a bit different, but we loved it, and the amount of messages we got of being like, I was proper howling, so like, thank you very much. But we thought this week we would take a movie that takes every single one of those tropes and just throws everything, like literally everything and the kitchen sinks in this film. So we're doing one of our favourite horror comedies, 2012's Cabin in the Woods.
Cabin in the Woods.
Hit us with your part of Ross.
It was released April 2012, directed by Drew Goddard, starring Kristen Connolly, Chris Hemsworth, Richard Jenkins, Bradley Whitford and Big Sigourney Weaver.
Aye.
Like, they're kind of the big names in
it. Yeah. I mean, to be honest, I only know two of those names, so cool.
The budget of $30 million and a box office of 66.5.
Only 66.5. This movie's class.
Disgraceful.
Right, okay.
I think it found more thingy in like DVDs.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'll get into that actually in thoughts and opinions. We'll talk about that for a bit. So general overview. Group of college kids go for a piss up in a cabin only to find out there is a larger sacrifice set up to keep the ancient gods fed and happy so the world doesn't end.
Pretty much, eh?
Yeah, basically.
Fucking piss up.
So why do you love this film?
I mean, it's just a weird movie.
Yeah.
Like the trailer makes out to be this horror thing, but it's just not that at all. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a kind of weird comedy, satire. Like, it's just a good fun all around.
Totally. I think, like, the first time you see this movie and you don't really know what to expect, it totally scalps you. Like, you're on a different kilter, you're off kilter the whole time.
Oh, definitely, aye.
And then, like, obviously the second time you watch it, you're more, like, picking up the things you missed before. And then at this point, we've seen it that many times that it's like a background film and we can just talk through it. But that doesn't, saying it's a background movie doesn't take away from the fact that it's a good movie. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Like, it's definitely one of the movies, though, the first time watching it
hits different.
Aye. Especially because you don't expect what's going to happen,
mm-hmm.
like the way it does pan out, it just makes it it's a lot more, no better, but not knowing what's going on is...
Yeah, totally. This is one of those films that, like, if somebody said they've not seen it, you're like, sit down and let me show you it, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Right, we'll dive into thoughts and opinions. So, obviously, you touched on, like, the trailer actually made us pause the film last night when we were watching, and I was like, let me put the trailer on. Just to make sure that I was right. The trailer really does set it up as if it's just going to be your bang average, like, college piss-up horror film. There's even, like, nu metal in the trailer, like, our beloved. And, like, it looks... I know there's bits in the trailer where it's like, you think it's this, but it's something else. Uh-huh. And then, obviously, when you start watching it, and the first thing is, like, the guy's in the office at the water cooler, and you're like, the fuck's going on?
Yeah, just cut straight into it. Doesn't really mess about.
Mm-hmm.
It's just they two on the wee buggy.
Yeah, and then it's just like, boof, Cabin in the Woods, and you're like, oh, thank fuck.
Right, imagine seeing the trailer, so I'm going to go see this in the cinema.
Yeah.
Then the first scene is they two talking about, like, he's having to undo all the baby proofing for a kid he might not have.
Yeah.
It's just weird.
Totally. Like,
but it works. It really works.
No, definitely. I'm sure I did, because I was asking you that this last night. I did go to the cinema to see this, but I couldn't remember if I went with you or if I went with Lee.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, like, that was one of those ones where, like, we were sitting and we were looking at each other like, is it right? I could. Like, aye. Do you know what I mean? Like, I know we don't do that before. This is, like, a slight divot before we go back in. I know we don't do a discount version of it anymore, but don't tell me that the stoner guy in this is not a discount version of Faramir from Lord of the Rings.
Fuck off.
Tell me I'm wrong.
No, I'll give you it.
Thank you. Anyway, back to the actual movie.
I just want to get into, like, the plot and how bizarre this is.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously we say it starts with A2 But they're basically manufacturing, like, the deaths of these people.
To, yeah, to sacrifice them to, like, the ancient gods of old.
Yeah.
To basically let them not end the world kind of thing.
Which in turn, like, but there has to be on their own, like, they have to make their own choices.
Yep.
But they can, as he says, they can push them along to do this stuff.
It's rigged as much as it can be, but at the end, it has to be through free will. Yeah.
And how do you come up with, like, who comes up with these plans?
Yeah. Like, yeah, I want to know, like, what the, like, is this an all-year thing? Like, the board, what's the board meeting like on the Monday, you know? Like, because obviously, like, it shows you in the office, there's all the screens of, like, Japan and Stockholm and all this kind of thing. So obviously there's, like, I don't want to say, like, different departments, different branches, if you will, and, like, all over the world. Like, they all need to do this on the same day. So, like, what's the, what, like, are we in meetings with Stockholm? Are we traveling abroad? Is it, oh, darling, I'm away to Stockholm for a work trip, but actually you're planning the murder of these
five people,
yeah, these five, like, teenager / 20-somethings to save the world kind of thing.
It must be all year round because they start doing all the chem stuff with the hair dye and was it his weed or the, the whatever they done to him, but it didn't work.
Yeah.
It must be planned. Basically, as soon as they're finished, so I'm like, right, we need to start for next year.
I want to know how they pick. How did they pick this specific group? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. But I've got a few bits here in A that I want to go over.
Okay, perfect.
But I don't really think, I've not seen a horror movie where it's, you're seeing behind the scenes of stuff.
Yeah.
And it's such a weird, like, it's a weird focus thing on it, but it's, like, more funnier than, and it's just as good as the main horror parts of this.
It's the total juxtaposition of it, like, when you're in, like, I know I keep saying, like, corporate, but you know what I mean? Like, this is obviously a bit more than corporate, but when you're in the kind of corporate bit and it's, like, even when they're taking bets and all this kind of thing, and then it goes back to them and it is your kind of standard Evil Dead horror movie kind of vibe, then it cuts back. Even the bit where, like, she is, like, getting absolutely battered, like, absolutely ruined off the zombie pier. Gang, and they're all drinking and la-la-la, but it's just, like, it's, like, the screen of her getting absolutely decimated and everyone else, like, great job this year, well done, maintenance, blah-blah-blah.
Yeah, it's a good blend of, like, the humour and the satire of the horror genre.
Yeah.
So it's kind of poking fun at the usual cliches of these movies.
Totally.
And, like, it's almost making fun of you for liking it.
Yeah.
But it's weird. Like, I can't really explain how, like, this shouldn't work.
No, I know.
But for some reason it does. And I'm surprised there's not been more like that after the success of this.
I had that as well of, like, I can't remember if I put it in my A or not, but I'll just say it now. So you've got the corporate side of it where they are, like, planning this and they've obviously spent however long. They need to find this, like, specific group and, like, manipulate it to fit the roles. So you've got the whore, the fool, the athlete, the scholar, and the virgin, which is basically your archetypes of horror movies. But it's the way they, like, manipulate them, which I'll get into in about 5 minutes. But even, like, the other countries doing it, you could have had, like, sequels or, like, spin-off TV shows or something. I was saying this to you last night. Even when they go into, like, the basement, when the kids go into the basement and that's how they have to, like, pick what's coming for them, there's, like, so much stuff in the background as well that, like, they don't touch. Like, obviously, they pick up the kind of Hellraiser ball, there's the ballerina music box, she's got a necklace, the stoner guy doesn't really touch anything, and
he's got the right idea.
He's probably like, we should go, and your gal picks up the, like, Buckner diary, but in the background there's, like, film reels, there's axes, there's, like, weird, like, toys and all this kind of thing, and obviously later on when you get into the corporate thing and you see that they literally have every monster you can ever think of. Like, it is mad that, especially now where everything is spin-offs, prequels, sequels, things are being made into TV shows, blah, blah, blah. Like, you could just do, like, a different, like, every season is this, do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's like a kind of monster of the week every series, but you could put in like the, oh, this is why we need to do this. Because I think this film gives you enough without telling you too much. Do you know what I mean? Where like when you're in the corporate bit, it's like, oh, upstairs need this, so we need to keep them happy downstairs. Uh-huh, yeah. And this is why we're doing it. And even when like they bless the your gal, Chris Hemsworth's bird, when she dies, they're like, oh, blessed be, thank you very much. Yeah. And then they immediately go in and talk about something else.
It's even out with like the universe of this. Mm-hmm. Why there's been no other like movies, like kind of meta. Like obviously, like, I think Scream was like that's probably your biggest mm-hmm. one. But you think after the success of this, people would be doing what like these things are making fun of by like, let's just copy it.
Yeah.
Like that's one of the biggest things in the movie industry in general, is that totally. If something's a success, other like studios that will just basically rip the arse off it.
Yeah, and the whole trope just gets drove right into the ground.
I'm surprised that never happened.
Yeah. I love the meta humour of all of this, even like when the Harbinger, like so when the college students go to the gas station and he's like just this like hick kind of guy running it, and he's total arsehole, and he's like, oh, getting there's fine, it's getting back, blah blah blah. And then when he phones them in the office and he's like, the Harbinger of Doom has said, and they are pissing themselves laughing at him.
Yeah.
And it's so funny. And he's been like, get me off that speaker and all this. Like, I love that it's just like every time they set up a horror thing, they immediately whip the rug right under it. Do you know what I mean?
I've got for the meta narrative of this movie is just mm-hmm. the actors not.
Oh, the meta narrative. Yeah. Ooh, the meta narrative.
You juxtaposition. You're not using that word in your life. Are you kidding?
Oh my God. Are we intelligent, Ross? Anyway, sorry, carry on.
So, the meta narrative of this is that even like the actors not just know the roles.
Yep.
And obviously they should. I mean, that there's been the most overused roles in horror.
Yeah, man.
But they just play it up something awful.
100%.
Like, it's just a good time.
Yeah, totally. I think that's the thing is, like, see, everybody they got was obviously incredibly on board with it, because this movie could have fallen apart at any point.
Have to be.
Because there's other movies we've seen where it's tried to do, like, the meta thing, and it's like, ugh. Like, you're just being a dick about it, do you know what I mean? What I love as well is that they're all, like, the start of the film, when you actually meet the college students, they're all, like, incredibly smart. They're all doing like economics, sociology, and it's kind of shown at the start that they're all super sound and really smart and stuff, and then it's the way they've been manipulated as the rest of the movie goes on, so like to become the different tropes. So obviously the main gal, whose name I can't remember, she's supposed to be like the virgin, even though it tells you at the start of the film that she was just sleeping with her professor. And then obviously Sigourney Weaver says that at the end of like, we work with what we have, do you know what I mean? Your other gal who dyed her hair blonde and they put chemicals in the blonde hair dye, so she becomes the dumb blonde. Obviously you've got like the pheromone gas and all this kind of thing that's making them the horny teenagers. Chris Hemsworth's Letterman jacket's got like stuff in it to make him this like alpha male aggro type. And then the stoner guy originally had his weed laced, but then they say later on that like the chem department fucked up and gave him the wrong one, so he's just been immune to all this shit.
It's not even that, it's just he smoked that much that he's immune to the effects.
Amazing.
Like, I don't think the chem department gave him enough. Like it was too weak.
And, like, they drug the beer and all that kind of stuff. Like, it's so funny how, like, they know what they need to do. Do you know what I mean? It's so funny. No, 4 out of 10.
Shout out to the stoner dude.
Mm-hmm.
Because for him being the fool, he's, like, the most resourceful at the moment. He's the one that actually gets shit done.
Totally. I do have one problem with him, but I'm keeping that for A.
Aye.
But I'm totally with you. Like, he's the one... My favourite bit is, like, when he's obviously sitting talking all these conspiracy theory pish, and then he goes through his room, and there's that ghost voice of, like, take a walk. Aye. And he's like, I'm my own puppet. I'm the master of myself.
Yeah.
But I'm going to take a walk. It's so funny.
It is good at, like, subverting your expectations in this movie. Especially even the likes of, like, Chris Hemsworth coming off, like, Thor. You knew he was going to be in Avengers. Like, he was becoming a big deal.
Well, that was genuinely going to get out my head, right? Going to stop stealing all my thoughts and opinions, right? Because genuinely, the next thing I was going to say was I think this movie's really smart on how it uses Chris Hemsworth, because,
yeah,
like you say, he was fresh off Thor. In 2012 alone, he had, is it Red Dawn? The remake of the 80s movie?
I think so.
Something like that. I also went to go see that. This, and then Avengers came out.
Yeah, the month after this.
Yeah. So, like, obviously, I've got things in useless information, but this movie was actually made, like, before all of this.
Yeah, I would imagine it would be.
Yeah. But, like, I think it's really smart that, obviously, you've got Chris Hemsworth, like, Thor, about to be in Avengers, also in Red Dawn, he's, like, the ass-kicking big brother, and then you've got him in this, and it's, like, his so funny. His death is like the funniest one. Oh, do you know what I mean?
I mean, I think it's kind of a shout out to like having your name actor dying. Like, Tycho, he was a big deal, obviously.
Yeah.
Dies at the start, and he's not quite the start, but just fucking.
It's funny. No, it's so good.
He shits so badly in that.
So he's on his morbid. So, like, all this other stuff's went down. They went to go away, and they can't. The corporate guys blow up the tunnel so that they can't get away, and he's got his motorbike, and he's like, right, I'm going to jump the gorge, man. I'm going to come back with police choppers and a fuckload of guns.
Yeah.
And he, like, revs up, ready to go, and hits this, like, invisible force field fucking immediately, and just, like, tumbles.
You just see him scraping down.
So funny, man. So funny.
Yeah, the first time seeing it, that was a shock. I mean, I would have seen this after the Avengers, and that's all, like, oh, Chris Hemsworth's fucking...
Aye.
He's Thor, big deal. Obviously, I don't think if it was to happen nowadays, if this was to be released in a minute, I think it would have went different.
Yeah.
Because, it, like, the Avengers...
Because he's Chris Hemsworth
now, such a,
like,
far bigger...
Yeah.
A far bigger fucking celebrity actor on that now than what he was then. But, oh, fucking gets me every time, man.
Totally, man, totally. I'm totally with you. Like, if they'd made this now and still used Chris Hemsworth, he would need to be, like, the final guy or something. Do you know what I mean?
You couldn't use him there, I don't think.
Nah, totally. But it's, I always like when there's stuff like this. Like, obviously, this is when he was on the rise kind of thing, he could get away with making pish, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Whereas now he just makes pish. Like,
yeah.
I think as well, and I know I say this every time it is a thing, but the practical effects in this just absolutely get me.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
The makeup they do, and especially when you see, like, all the different monsters, like, most of it is makeup. Do you know what I mean? And it's just, guys, come on, people. Like, let's get on.
Yeah, the creature design in that of this movie, I mean, obviously a lot of it's been taken from, like, classical monsters and that, but they've just added their own thing. Like, you've got Pinhead, but it's actual guy. It's just got, like...
Like, hacksaws in his... Yeah.
When the system purge happens, you've got the people with the masks and that. I imagine that's for...
Like, the strangers or
the
something.
It could be the purge.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Like that scene. So
had the Purge been out by this point? I remember when you and me went to go and see the first Purge and we were so disappointed, man. Like,
no,
love.
It wouldn't have been out, so
Oh, really? When did the Purge come out?
2013.
Shut up.
So they copied this, clearly.
Oh,
Rat bastard.
Well, I don't know if we'll be able to fit the Purge in for Halloween, but the Purge will be on our list, right? Because we have thoughts and opinions.
The second one is the good one.
Right, okay, we'll do the second one. Yep, Big Frank Grillo.
But yeah, like, the idea, they need to come up with these monsters and just copy them and that. Even though they're kind of similar, like, classic ones, they're creepy, they're still creepy as shit.
Yeah, man, totally. Like, the ballerina with, like, the five different jaws in her face and all that kind of thing. And I do like as well that, like you say, when they're in the lift and you see all of the monsters that they've got, and you do have your classic ones, like, there's still a vampire, there's still a werewolf, there's still a ghost, and then there's all the different ones from, like, kind of changing from different movies. I've actually got some stuff about that and useless information that I think you'll quite like. But I do love that about this, that it does take, like, your kind of classical horror elements, but always sticks the twist on it. The merman is, like, with the blood coming out the blowhole and all that. Ridiculous. I'm still here for it. I mind, like, the first time with the lift bit when they were going down and that werewolf jumps out and I fully shit myself. I feel like you're kind of going and it jumps between the corporate and the haunted house, and then as soon as they get in the lift and go down, this movie goes, like, ramps up to a 15, do you know what I mean? It's just, it's like a whole new level of chaos. And, like, when they release all the monsters and then the lift doors just keep opening and it's just,
just
blood
chaos.
On blood and everyone's going mental. It's nuts. Absolutely nuts.
Yeah, the pacing in that of this movie is really good. I mean, it's only a 95-minute film.
Oh,
so they have to, they have to cram it all in. But, as you say, it, just, it starts off, most horror movies are all nicey-nicey, then it as soon as, like, they get down to that bit, it's a bit messy.
Yeah.
Like, for my liking, it kind of falls apart a wee bit for me. But, like you said, as soon as she hits that system purge, the whole thing's fucked. Like.
Totally, totally. No, I get what you mean, about it kind of falling off at the end of me, but it does kind of feel a bit... And I do have my own issues with the end that I'll get into I get what you mean, but I do love when you kind of, like, see all the carnage and then randomly the fucking unicorn pops up and I'm like, wait a minute, what's happening here? Like, also just, even when... So basically the reason it all goes to shit is they start celebrating too early, basically. Yeah. They think everyone's died and it's the virgin left and basically it's kind of optional on whether the virgin lives or dies. Yeah. But your stoner guy, whose name I cannot remember, he's the fool. And they thought he died, but he didn't. So basically, he needs to die or the whole thing's fucked and the world's over and blah, blah, blah. And then it's just a pure, like, it's borderline now, that bit in, like, Scooby-Doo movies where they all run in and out of doors and 1 minute the monster's chasing them, then they're chasing the monster kind of thing. That's the vibe of the end of the film, do you know what I mean? And... Again, I was trying to talk about this movie without bringing him up because we know now that Joss Whedon's an arsehole, right? But obviously Joss Whedon helped to write this film. I think he produced it too. And if you're familiar with Joss Whedon, this really, like, it's very on brand for Joss Whedon, you know? Like, he loves a good... I mean, if you've ever seen fucking Buffy, do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, he loves a good make it super scary and then make them laugh halfway through. And I think it's the right amount of Joss Whedon. Like, obviously, after this, when he did Avengers, I liked it, but I know that one of the moans was, like, that it was too quippy and it was too, like, hee-hee, ha-ha, let's get shawarma kind of vibe.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Okay.
I liked it, but...
This is probably going to be one of the very few movies that I would say that I could do with an extra 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, just more build-up before they get down to the headquarters.
Yeah, a bit more explaining.
Yeah, because the fool just appears from nowhere.
Aye.
Like, again, and I was like, you could probably have more with him, because he's only got his one... Well, up until that point, he's only got his one bit where he gets, like, burst through the window of the cabin.
Yeah,
and he hits the guy with the bong, coffee, whatever the hell that is.
Yeah.
So, probably another, like, could have another couple scenes with him and, like, even just have them just messing up at, like, trying to figure this out.
Yeah. And a bit more of, like, how did you manage to trap the gods down there? And, like, who have you taken this over from? Like, I want a bit more about, like, the corporate side of it, of, like, right, okay, because now they were like, oh, remember when we could just throw a girl into a volcano? Like, is this how long that, like, obviously, you, like, the way they've said, like, you would just chuck a virgin in a volcano and everything would be fine. And, but, like, then how is it escalated into this huge corporation with all the different departments and you've got all these different scenarios going on? Like, I would love to see that. Do you know what I mean?
Definitely.
Because, like, I think the corporation part is my favourite part of the film because... Like, it is so different, do you know what I mean? Like, what was that other movie we watched? Totally different vibe. But they all work in, like, this huge office, and then it turns out they don't actually work there. It's like a... They all start killing each other or something.
Oh, how they get locked in?
Yeah. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I can't remember the name.
They're all at the start of the film, and they're all like, oh, we get paid incredibly, blah, blah, blah. And then it becomes kind of like... It turns out they don't actually have a job. It's like a social experiment kind of thing.
No, I get
and
you.
It's like, who's going to kill who and all that. That kind of shit is so interesting to me. Do you know what I mean? Of just like, how have we got to this? Do you know what I mean?
Belco experiment.
That was good. I really liked that. With your man from Scandal/Ghost. Also, just beautiful cameo from our girl Sigourney Weaver. Do you know what I mean? Like,
that's good. 5 minutes.
Yeah, totally. Like, comes in. explains the point of it, and then gets chucked. Do you know what I mean? Beautiful. I do have some thoughts, but I'm saving them for
Yeah, I've got a few A's, but they're nothing too crazy.
Yeah, no worries.
Aye.
So, what's your favourite scene?
Oh, it's got to be the motorbike bit.
Oh, really?
Aye, okay. Every time.
Yeah. You know when something's really, really funny when you do that proper, like, tee-hee-hee laugh?
Aye, no, it's the most ridiculous scene. Like, just for... Oh, it's so good.
Yeah. And you're not so expecting funny. It at all. No. You're not expecting
like
it
I said,
at all.
First time you see this, if you don't laugh, I don't know. Don't know why not. Because it's just so out the blue.
Yeah, 100%.
Especially, as I said, after seeing Chris Hemsworth and that, it's not as like, nah, he'll survive this movie, but it's fucking brilliant.
Yeah. Mine's is just the part where all the SWAT guys are in the office and they know he is like, bing, and then all these monsters come out and just absolutely, like, it's just so funny, man. I was between that and the one I've got for my favourite death, but I'll stick to that one.
Yeah.
Right, I'll dive into some useful information because some of this stuff you'll like.
Yeah.
So the movie's opening was a deliberate red herring from the director to make audiences think that they walked into the wrong movie.
That makes sense.
Yeah. The film was originally due to come out in 2010, but due to MGM going bankrupt, this movie was shelved before Lionsgate saw the finished product and they released it. Lionsgate's another one. I actually meant to say this earlier. They're a hit and miss, like, production group.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh,
like, if you see Lionsgate, it's either going to be excellent or fucking awful, and there's no in between. The thermal mug / bong that's in the film was a fully functional product and was originally going to be made as a promotional souvenir for the film, but the prototype cost $5,000, so they obviously didn't make it for public release. When Jules... Oh, that's her name. I'm so glad I wrote her name down somewhere, do you know what I mean? I've just... Everything else in my notes is just, oh, you're gal, and I'm like, and what gal is that now, Lauren? Do you know what I mean? When Jules kisses the wolf, they covered the teeth and tongue in powdered sugar to give it a dustier effect and make it more tolerable for the actress.
Fair enough, huh?
So, the body count is 69. Also another in joke from the director, but the actual body count is like the end of the world. Do you know what I mean? Like, there was an interview where somebody asked the director if there was going to be a sequel, and he was like, did you watch the last 5 minutes of the movie? Like, also, one of the there's the next couple of bits I thought was really cool. One of the monsters on the board during the betting scene is just called Kevin. And apparently this is a tribute to Elijah Wood's character in Sin City. The director said that it was one of the most chilling modern performances he'd seen. So, shout out Elijah Wood. Elijah Wood's creepy as fuck in Sin City, I'll give him that. In the shot where all the monsters, where they're in the lift and you see all the monsters, you briefly see four monsters from the Left 4 Dead game series. Their cameo was included as part of a game expansion pack where players would have to fight the different monsters in Cabin in the Woods.
Nice. That's pretty cool.
Totally. The other countries whose missions failed are tributes to other classic horror movies. Japan is obviously in reference to Ringu or The Ring. Buenos Aires is in reference to King Kong. Stockholm is in reference to John Carpenter's The Thing. And Madrid is a reference to Dracula. Not being funny, did not clock any of that when we watched the movie. And I know we've seen this movie like a million times, so the next time we watch it, we'll have a look at the wee screens.
I mean, the Tokyo one's the obvious one because you see more about that. They talk about it, like, being the ring and that. So.
It's all just like the kind of side, like the other tellies
like
on the side.
They bring that up, obviously, as a guy screaming like, fuck you at the children and that.
And Kiko lives her life as a happy frog.
Fuck you.
Heather Langenkamp, I hope I said that right, who played Nancy in Nightmare on Elm Street, was one of the special effects makeup artists on the movie along with her husband. That's what she does now. And I just thought that was really cool. Like, I wonder if I want them to have just hired her because she's Nancy from Nightmare on Elm Street, you know? But I love that that's her thing now.
Hey, you might as well use your name if you can.
Oh, 100%. There wasn't really any who should have been in this film. The only one I've got is that Jamie Lee Curtis was originally asked to be the director, but had to turn it down due to scheduling conflicts, so the role went to Sigourney Weaver. Bruce Campbell was also asked, but he wasn't up for it.
Strange. I wonder why not.
Yeah, he's totally.
Normally up for it.
No, no, totally.
Open letter, he'll be there.
But that's. I was looking for more just in case there was any, like, I don't know, whoever else was big in 2012. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, if they were going to be in it. But no, this movie was very, like, oh, it was Drew Goddard's first one, kind of lower budget that, like, than what would normally be. So they just kind of took what they got.
I've heard this.
Do you want to dive in, eh?
So, right, I'll just jump in then. So, see, for the groups where you have to have the Virgin, the Foo, and all that, what is it for Tokyo?
Oh, yeah, because they're all like 10 years old, do you know what I mean? Like,
so it's not like you can
you can't really measure the groups, yeah. I wonder if it's, like, different criteria for, like, different... I mean, I don't really know how many old gods you need to stop them from ruining the world, do you know what I mean? But I wonder if it's, like... Yeah, I want that in the spin-off TV show.
There was more than five of them as well, so...
It was a whole classroom, wasn't it? Yeah. And also, how did they... just know to be like, let's get a wee bowl of water and we'll turn it into a frog.
Do they turn that? Like, what did they pick up to make it the ghost?
Angry
woman?
I want this spin-off,
Also, the idea of a system purge, like a button that releases all these monsters, why is that a thing?
So fucking stupid, especially if, like, everything in your, like, building is that dangerous.
Yeah, well, fuck you up. They need to be, like, basically putting cells.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why do you have a button that releases them all? What need is there for that?
I know, obviously, there is the big red detonation button and all of these kind of things, just in case, but, like, why?
Yeah, like,
why do you need a system
what
purge?
The idea is you'd release all these. That and the God requirements, it's kind of bizarre to me that they would need a virgin, a fool, and all that. Like, who came up to the idea for them and was like, by the way, this is what I'm going to give you?
Yeah. We were saying before, like, obviously, like, they say, like, oh, it used to be good when you could just throw a lassie in a volcano. But now it's obviously, like, there's, categories you need to hit. Do you know what I mean?
Like, why would they risk having, like, such a convoluted and, like, a riskier method of sacrifice for them?
Yeah, like, you have to find a group of, like, five.
Five, yeah.
Like, so that you can... that. Kind of already have something like this, but can be manipulated into.
I think the gods were kind of like an idea added on. I think it maybe ended up, probably would have ended with them just going to the headquarters, like going down below and getting it.
Yeah.
But I think the gods were kind of just added in last minute. I get that feeling. I don't know. I might be wrong there, but they were kind of just slapped on into it.
If they'd, because obviously the whole way through the movie, they're talking about upstairs, downstairs, like, oh, we're getting instructions from upstairs, and there's the shake when they're like, oh, they're getting excited downstairs, all that kind of stuff, right? But you don't know that it's gods. It could have literally been anything.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I think it must, the gods are kind of just put into it.
Okay. I don't mean to be a dick, but I don't, because they are literally setting it up the whole way through that it is this huge thing. Do you know what I mean? Like, that it is a sacrifice. Like, in amongst all the high tech corporate stuff, they've got, like, the old thingies that they pull down and the blood has to go down and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, no, I understand it. But I think
the gods have always. I don't know if it's specifically been the gods, but it's got to have been this other higher power that they know they need to serve. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which, at the end of the day, it's got to be, like, gods, isn't it? If you're talking about a fucking higher power.
It's just a weird bit. It's just a weird add-on to me.
Yeah, I do get what you mean. Like, I get what you mean at the end of the film where, like, Sigourney Weaver just pops up and it's this fucking elaborate, like, blood into stone carving kind of things. I get what you mean. Like, it does seem a bit like, ta-da, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I think the end of the film could have been executed a bit better, but, and yeah, I wouldn't have minded if it wasn't gods. Like, I'd have been quite happy if they never even said, you know, see if it was just like, oh, the corporation does all this for the higher whatevers. Like, see, even the way they were talking about it the whole way through of like, oh, orders from upstairs that. Like, I'd have been quite happy if they just kept up the corporate speak, you know, like, the whole way through, so you don't actually know what it's for, do you know what I mean?
If they made it so it was like a, not a cult thing, but they were doing this for even like some of these movies you get when it's like, oh, the people are paying them to do this to people.
Yeah.
But it's like kind of stuff like type films, but it's not. Obviously, more comedic than this.
Yeah.
But I think that maybe would have worked better rather than adding the sacrifices in that.
Okay. Yeah,
like,
I get what you mean.
You could still add the monsters in that, make it like make it a comedy. Like, it's bizarre, but I think it would have worked better.
Okay. I get what you mean. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Have you got any?
Mine's are kind of all to do with the end of the movie, to be honest. Like,
the ending's really weak, in my opinion.
It's weak, yeah. Like, the whole movie's strong up until the end. Like,
probably last 5 minutes.
Yeah, genuinely, like, yeah. So, obviously, when you see the guy with the hacksaws in his face that's supposed to be like the kind of Hellraiser vibe, what is the point in him? Because you never see him actually killing anybody in the, like, system purge bit. He just walks about ominously, you know? Like, also, I meant to actually say this in useless information. When they think the fool has died and they hit the switch to put the blood down, there's like a tremor and he says, oh, they're getting excited downstairs. Apparently that's the hint of that. No, they're fucking raging because they know you fucked up. Do you know what I mean? And even like when they go to maintenance mines and they're like, oh, the tunnel didn't blow up.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, this is a glitch that came from upstairs. And they're like, what the fuck? So it's like, they're all trying to be like, no, yous are fucking this up. And they're just not listening kind of thing. Also, what is the beef with the unicorn, man? Like, poor man out. Like, everyone else is like a pure monstrosity. And yeah, fair enough, the unicorn kills the guy with the horn. Aye. But I was like, why is he down there?
Like, some of the monsters in it are like the betting pool, but like, some of them are just...
like, so funny.
Aye, some of it, like, Mailman, shout out to Mailman.
Aye, 100%. Also as well, right, surely, like, so when the system purge happens and obviously everybody's getting murdered, right, I know the original, like, the whore, the fool, the athlete, blah, 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 is all this one group of five, right? But at this point, this whole building has been eaten by different monsters.
Uh-huh.
So surely one of them could just count as the fool. Do you know what I mean? And then the virgin still lives.
Yeah, there are far more sacrifices than
what they needed. Do you know what I mean? That's how I was like, I understand it needs to be this specific group of five, but surely there could be some allowances because you've murdered your whole building. Do you know what I mean? Like,
you're getting more people.
Yeah.
So surely it'd be better for them.
Exactly. Yeah, that was a wee bit of a, hey, what's happening here? Because also, if all of this had went the way it had been planned, fuck that clean up on Monday, by the way.
Nah, I know that. I would like a movie where, like, about the cleaners, because obviously, how do they get the monsters back in the cages?
Yeah.
Especially like that big serpent thing that comes out. How do they recapture that?
Well, mind they say that they're like, oh, you don't want a merman. The cleanup on them's awful and all that. It's like, yeah, I want like know how the American Office.
Yeah.
I want that, but in this office, and it's just them all talking shit. I'm like, oh, fuck
like that. Like, that's a hell of a job to.
Aye, 100%.
Fucking be the cleaners and that.
Whoever's a good script writer and all that, I've just fucking landed this in your lap.
Aye.
I want an office-themed drama, but about the corporation and the Cabin in the Woods. Make it fucking happen, guys. Thank you. There are better looking and smarter people than me that will make it funnier. This is my last one, but this is my fucking biggie, right? And I was getting right annoyed watching it. So obviously, Big Sigourney comes out and says, if yous live... the whole fucking world dies, right? Like, everyone, endless torture, horrific deaths, the world's over, right? And the stoner guy is like, oh my God, but you killed my friends. So my pals need to die because you're... what? He is such a selfish prick, like, by the end of the film, because it's like, right, I get it. Nobody really wants to die, right? But it's you or the entire fucking world. And I know there's the whole bit about the start of like, oh, the world needs a reshape, blah, blah, blah. This isn't a reshape. Like, the gods are coming up to fucking end everything. Like, life as we know it is over. Civilization's gone. There will be no Earth. Do you know what I mean? And like, you can't just take a fucking bullet like a champ and save the rest of us just because all your pals have died. Now all my pals need to die.
He's going to die regardless.
Nah, like, well, that's what I mean. You're going to die regardless, so why not do it fucking saving the world? I was watching this and I was like, nah, Sigourney, I'm on your fucking side.
They fuck them over, fuck them.
Nah, honestly, I was watching this last night and I was like, I think I'm the big corporation bad boy, do you know what I mean? Because I was sitting there and I was like, fucking Sigourney's got a point, by the way. five people for the entire world.
Nah, fuck that. Get up them. That's no. Their fault they messed up. If they've done their job correctly.
Yeah, they messed up, right? But, like, this is the entire world. Like, done, gone, cheated by.
Aye.
And, like, you're sitting there being like, fuck this. Like, and, like, obviously at the start they're having the big thing of, like, oh, the world needs a restructure. This isn't just a restructure, my man. This is obliteration. Do you know what I mean? Take the fucking bullet, that champ, and thank you for your time.
Final girl's not going to survive either.
She's optional, but that's what I mean.
No, I don't mean optional. I mean more the fact that she now knows this happens. Do you think they're going to keep her alive?
Yeah, true. That's what I'm saying, though, is like him and Sigourney are having the big fucking graft. Like, they're having the big fight at the end, and it's like, mate, all you need to do is just jump in and you're good to go. I was watching it last night getting so annoyed. I was like, I very good, so all my pals need to go because your pals fucking went. Nah, boat. I don't know what kind of person I've just outed myself to be, you know, but like, nah.
Yeah, because they would have fucked up the following year anyway because that place is gone.
Oh, aye. Like, no,
they want to rebuild and do all that in a year. Like, the world's ending anyway, all the monsters coming out.
Aye, and obviously it's failed in every other city, so of course, yeah.
Yeah, there's no way that it's going to recover.
There's no way I could financially recover.
Yeah, I think
it
was kind of gubbed regardless.
I fucking I was so annoyed watching it last night because I like when this movie ended, you were like, "Are you all right?" And I was like, "I'm fine." I was in such a huff about it. Have you got anything else, or are we bouncing to best kill, worst kill?
No, that's me. All good.
Stunning. So my worst kill is the guy who gets swallowed in one gulp by the giant snake. Like, that's just awful. Yeah. And my best kill is your man getting eaten by the merman because that is so fucking funny. Like, every time I'm, like, cackling, drowning.
Mine doesn't really kill, it's just shout back out to the motorbike again.
Yeah.
Like, that's the best death. I mean, the worst one's kind of, you see the cameras, and it shows you them just, like, stabbing people when it goes through the CCTV.
Yeah.
I mean, they're kind of just boring for some of the people they had, but the best death for me is the go by the motorbike. That's it for me.
4 out of 10.
Aye.
Have you got a worst guy whose hairline just eating?
Go to the chem guys.
Yeah.
But was there for them? Like,
dickheads, man.
If they'd done their jobs, then, like, this wouldn't be an issue.
Yeah. I've just got the stoner guy, and I do mean it from a place I love. I really do. But it's got to be him. Like, you're annoyed that they've murdered all your pals, so now all my pals need to die, and the whole world needs to end because you're being a dickhead. Fucking shitebag parter, man. Absolute shitebag parter. I don't know, I like to think that it would be like, if the world is going to end and literally everyone in this world is going to die unless you, like, jump down there. Okay. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, nay bother. Like, absolute shitebag potter. Like, I'd be like, trips live a good life. Do you know what I mean? Just like, you know, but I would want a hullabaloo afterwards, you know. I would want a she sacrificed, like, see the Buffy thing where it's like she saved the world a lot. I want something like that. I want like a St. Lauren's Day. Like, I want you to fucking know that I saved you and see if you don't. You personally.
I'd be dead already.
Oh, aye, true. Oh, aye, you would be the fool. I know, aye. That's absolutely right.
Like,
aye, well,
I don't really understand. Like, you're not surviving it regardless. Might as well take the world out with you.
Nah, that's so selfish, man.
So selfish.
That is so selfish.
Fucking hell.
Nah, that's pure savage as fuck. Like, that's a pure brat patter, and not brat in the Charlie XCX sense of the word. Brat is in, oh, if I can't have my way, nobody can. Me. Do you know what I mean? Nah, fuck him. Shite bag.
So selfish. That's amazing. Oh, fair dues.
Is this a hot take?
Oh, I think it is. These guys have been trying to kill you all night. Oh, you should just die.
Reason.
You should just die for us. Fuck off.
I think the older I'm getting, the more I'm like, oh, it's fucking terrible. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm getting I'm on like the side of the corporation,
nah,
you know?
Screw that fucking corporation.
Like, you guys are sound, you are just trying to help us, it's fine. Like,
I really try to help us.
I know. Or no. I don't even want to know what kind of person I've just outed myself as. You know what I mean, though?
I get you.
That's all right then. Do you, but you're giving me the side.
I get you, I've got you. So, different movie, who have you got?
I don't have anybody. felt like everybody in this was grand.
I've got a security guard.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'll give you that.
He goes on about all this stuff, and he's straight anyway, just dies straight away.
I will not abandon my post. Like, all right, calm down.
Dana, the Czechs dies. Oh, I was Black Ops and that. And full of monsters kill him.
Aye.
Nah, pish.
And as well, he's all, like, do you know what I mean? He's like that really self-entitled way, like where like he's like, oh, do you not think this is all a bit barbaric? And it's like, yes, but we need to have a bit of fun with that life here.
That's it. How, like, he must have known what he was signing up for.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, you can't fling somebody into that and just be like, ah, nah, they'll be fine with it. Because obviously what they're doing is killing people.
Yeah.
Like, with weird monsters.
Yeah.
You must need to give them a heads up.
Aye. Just be like, oh, by the way.
Yeah,
like,
this is what's happening
it's
here.
It's not just a bouncer job. Like, you're actual a way to do shit. Yeah.
And why do they need security? They guys in that, like, locked room.
Just in case this movie happened. I don't know.
But it didn't do it. So
aye,
fuck
aye, true. Aye, you got munched immediately.
Uh-huh.
Aye, fuck him. Aye, you're right. Aye, fuck him. No, I didn't have anybody. I thought everyone was kind of who they had to be. Do you know what I mean? Like,
oh, fair enough. What about I'm out?
Last 10 minutes of the film, really.
I've got the exact same.
That's the thing is, like, I think this movie, like, love it and I love what it does as in, like, horror comedy that takes all the tropes and throws it on its head. But yeah, I'm with you. Like, the last 10 minutes is just a bit. But then you sit and watch it because it's the last 10 minutes, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
but,
I know the ending, especially as soon as the hand comes out like that, every time it's like, oh, this could have been so much. The ending could have been 10 times better.
Yeah.
I don't know what they could have done. Not a writer. Like, can't really say anything, but it's just, it's frustrating. So frustrating. After the build up to all that, and it's just a hand coming out and, like, crushing everything. That's shit.
Nah, totally. No, I'm with you. I'm with you. Aye, fair play. Anyway, guys, thank you very much. This has been our Cabin in the Woods episode. Obviously, last week we did the four of our favourite horror tropes. So, obviously, this week we were doing, like, horror comedy. Next week we're going zombie, I think.
Yes, I think so.
Yeah. So, we'll see you next week for Zombie Week. Cheerio.
Bye.